washed up, me. Off of that bitch in the backseat, off of that bitch in the wagon, off of that bitch in the backseat. Now that bitch bragging, bragging, bragging. Got the bitch bragging. Took the bitch to LA, now the bitch bragging. I just killed her up, yeah, that's why I'm counting cash. I can make her up disappear like magic. Send my niggas to your mama how sick and trash. Standing on the block right now, I'm on the bench. 4500 for the drink, yeah, we taxed. I got dope money and I bought myself an ass. Dope boys outside, nigga, yeah, we have it. Got a bad bitch, I don't believe in average, yeah.
All right. How are we up here? This isn't working. Can you hear me?
I don't know.
This is mic one. I'm not hearing mic one on the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Where's the audio on this? Try speaking into the mic.
Hello.
Anything? I don't hear anything. No. Can we hear anything? Can we hear anything?
It might be this dial there is turned down.
Which one?
One of these, like, internal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, that's the feedback.
Yeah, that's the feedback. I can't.
We should play a song on
I can't,
air
yeah.
Instead of, while we figure this out. Because yeah. You've had a minute of silence.
That's true.
All the dead air. And our mics are turned on, so.
Ox One is not playing anything either.
And we can fill in.
Did you just brick the entire studio?
Yeah. Something
happened. I don't know. It was like this when I pulled up. So I don't know.
I'm hearing something.
That's from my computer.
Should we bring them back in? Why is this bricked right now?
This is something's fucked.
Can I try to listen to my phone and see if I'm hearing?
Yeah, try to listen to my phone.
I've never seen this situation.
Yeah, I don't think this was me. This was a. It was like this when I. It's playing on your phone, right?
So everyone's hearing us right now.
Oh.
The mics are currently.
Alright, well, we apologize to any previous listeners. We had some technical difficulties, and I didn't have any, proper chance to introduce the show. You're listening to the Silver Trail Slopper right now at 107 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And who do we have guesting?
My name is Andres.
Yeah, Andres.
My name is Isaac. We both have shows.
Yeah, you wanna plug them right now?
Oh, I haven't done my show in so long that I almost forgot what it was called. It's Hour to Kill. It's going to be this Sunday morning, because last one I got a sub for, and then I haven't done any subs in between. So it's been like 4 weeks since I've been on the radio.
And mine's Andres' Late Night Delights, Fridays at 11 p.m. Tune in.
Nice.
It's
going
to be a good time.
Plug complete.
Nice. So, shout out the guests.
Shout out WMFO.
Shout out WMFO.
The platform.
I agree. Shout out Bochilla.
And yeah, everyone should attend Bochilla. I mean, if you're not attending Bochilla,
yeah, like, what are you doing?
You're a loser.
Look, a lot of these people, they've been to these private schools, right? They've been to, and they've been living in New England for a while. Oh my goodness.
That affects them.
They haven't had a festival experience. I can't guarantee one. I'm not involved in the organization of this, but it sounds like it's similar to one. You got Spring Fling later on, and then you got Bochilla before that, but it's with even smaller bands, so it's even more authentic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Experience.
They got Cornhole too.
Which quad is it on again? I always get Rez and Academic.
I think
mixed
it's on
up.
The
Academic. Where's Academic? Like
Academic's the big one.
Academic's the big one. I assume it's Rez.
Rez quad's the one with like Carm and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume it's that one.
So residential halls.
Yeah. I don't actually know. Again, I'm not involved
in
the organization,
we'll
but I will be
we'll
here.
We'll find it.
All right.
If it's not at one, go to the other.
Yeah, exactly. I know Spring Fling's Academic, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure.
All right. Well, speaking of private schools, you know, we got a track up next called
Are you playing Terminal Preppy by
that's
Ted Kennedy?
No, we got the Eaton Rifles by The Jam. And Eaton is like the British version of Phillips Exeter. So that's the mindset, that's the context you need to listen to this track.
Got it.
Because it's an amazing track.
Right.
It's very loud in the headphones, isn't it? I don't know if it's coming off as very loud on the...
We can figure this out when we're
we
not
can figure
speaking
out when the song's
over
playing.
Air.
Yeah, so...
Play
yeah.
The Jam song.
We're going to play the Eaton Rifles by The Jam. Amazing song, I love this. Been obsessed with The Jam recently, and we're going to hear it. Let's
Great.
Go.
Let's go.
Let's hear it.
Excited.
Like a beauty school boy.
You just heard that?
That was a neat little track.
A neat little track, you know. I'd use the term neat. How are we feeling today on the Silk Chest Laugh Hour?
Doing all right. What about you?
That's good. You know, pretty all right.
Minor headache, but other than that, wonderful.
Same. You know, minor headache. Tufts Monday. Shout out Tufts Monday for making me have a 10 a.m. class on a Friday.
My first class is at 3, which is kind of nice relative to it being Friday, Monday. But my last class ends at 9, so.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn shame. Anyways, gotta give a plug to Bocella coming up.
We already gave one. Are we giving a Bocella?
We're running it back.
Yeah, I know, but we gotta give
this is how WMFO have been, though. You follow anybody involved with WMFO. Yeah, it's every single day. They have 5 different posts at Bocella.
Dude, Ali,
they've invested a lot in this, which is why you should pull up. Because they are desperate.
Shout out to Ali for the posters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
those are so funny.
They're actually really good, though.
They're so funny.
Shout out to West Side Gun for the accidental
promo. He's stealing Bocella. He stole our whole flow.
It's like styled off blonde. Do you know the picture? It couldn't have been Bloach. No, it had to be Bo. Oh, because Bo Jackson. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
When are we getting West Side Gun at Spring Fling?
When are we getting
Griselda at Spring Fling?
Griselda.
Yo!
They're coming to Boston.
When are we
all three of them.
Babytron at Spring Fling.
Dude, for real.
Yeah, for real.
You should play that new Babytron track.
Did he release another one?
Yeah, I saw him promote it, but I haven't listened to it yet.
He just released an album, like, a month ago.
He's prolific.
Yeah, he's Babytron. He's, like, number
he's
one.
He's the GOAT.
You know? Hold on. Let me get a...
Don't play with Babytron. Euphoria.
You Babytron Euphoria?
Is that getting added to the set list right now?
I am playing that literally. He dropped Euphoria, the official music video, an hour ago, but 2 days ago he dropped the track called, I don't know if I can
say it. Is he rapping over, like, a song from Euphoria?
Was Euphoria new, or was it already released? I have no clue.
I have no idea, but we're gonna find out right now.
Let's go.
What he's rapping over.
This is the beauty of Silica Gel Slop Hour, folks. Yeah.
It can be whatever, you know? It's 1
we get sloppy with it.
Sloppy with it, no one cares.
You wish you were as freeform as Dan right now.
This is as freeform as it gets.
We are the most freeform radio show at Tufts University.
That's true.
You know, I have got true. To be the most freeform show.
That's a new post.
Hold on. Someone make that on the RFT.
What do you mean someone? You got the whole admin team in the studio.
We got every
just admin. Commit us to a song to play before we all embarrass ourselves further.
They don't know where
we floated between like 3 different songs to play.
That's true. All
you
right.
mentioned Push earlier. You mentioned Babytron.
We're getting Euphoria by Babytron right now.
We're getting euphoric.
Disrupting the set list to play Euphoria by Babytron. Let's hear it. All right. Enjoy.
Wait, I think my mic's going.
Today's price ain't today's price. Looking like a great white, this the babe life. Out the way, probably catch me underneath the stage light. High as hell, thought I had propellers, finna take flight. We don't play right, the game dirty. Buffed up at LAX, I'm ballin' like I'm James Worthy. Put a hole up in his chest, his shit look like a Dame jersey. Dizzy than a bitch, I'm in the cat spinning. Brody trailing in the caddy, trust me, he don't lack in it. No mask, gunky caught contact, he crack whipping. If I don't do a feature, trust me, boy, them jack shipping. High as hell, my eyes love. You was skipping class, I was skipping time zones. Going 160 off the Kiki, I don't drive slow. Heard he talking out his neck, I'm finna find bro. See him let the pipe blow. See him got 100 for him. They ain't think I touched the mems, I'm out here running towards him. Got the munchies, grabbed a reservation for some lunch at Morton. Footlocker, Nike.com, I'm in here punching Jordans. Buying number 9 or I'm off the creed from Himalaya. Lil Brody in the striker, if he see him, he gon' spray. Euphoria, the fiends on the block look like Zendaya. I heard they cut his time short cause he ain't had the time to pay him. Redid my kitchen, touchscreen refrigerator in it. Told Cuddy spend it while he can cause he can't take it with him. Bag season, that shit for real, I bet I stay up in it. Heard I got the torch, I'm taking off, no I ain't playing with it. Playtime over, I swear. Full course shots feel like layups to me. You can't take a pendant, even if you put a K up to me. Feeling bouncy, told TRD to throw the play up to me. Why you out here chasing pussy? Why you out here facing cooks? 2022, bitch, it's all's eye. In my tech, money come to me, ain't got a jog, nah. They used to put me on the bench, I'm finna ball, nah. They used to put me to the left, I got the sauce, nah. Nah, I ain't lying, nah, I ain't trying. Ride around with Drake and NPS's, nah, I ain't fighting. Rap money, nah, I ain't swiping. In the mountains of my Stone Island, nah, I ain't hiking.
You ain't really getting to it, you just talking. I was really just OT, 6 days, 1 week. Couple flights, rolling here and there.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. I know he can't send that shit to me, but if you can send that shit to me.
Bench pressing work, just gotta load in. You ain't even waist deep, at 15 I dove in. If we catch you with your bitch, gon' leave one in her sewing. SB, DSM, bitch, we gon' win. No hat. You could catch us at a junkyard, I bet we don't scrap. Living like a rock star, I blow racks and blow threats. Can't believe you up the petty file, why you showed up? Can't believe you cuffed what's her name with her hoe ass. Happy what my life came to. Stay the honey, you should never let life change you. Road running, if I cross the lines, the slides came too. Dual wielding, try something, it ain't the right day, dude.
1, 2, 3.
Anyways, well, we're on the air right now, so we can hear
you
it.
You can just pick a song. We can you just don't need to talk in between every song.
Well, I need to because it's a continuity thing, you know. I have a...
Precisely.
I talk between every song on every show.
Are you on the mic right now?
We're on the mic right now, yeah. Can
wonderful.
You
love yeah. being on the mic right now. First, when I run the show, I like doing a every two thing. I play two songs, then I speak.
That's what I used to do, but that's like, my rhythm. I like being personable on it, you know. I like interesting. Yeah. So we just heard the new Babytron track, you know. I love Babytron. We
shout out.
Everyone who listens to the Silica Just Lap Hour knows that we love Babytron.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He needs to come to Boston.
It's a goddamn shame that he had a whole tour and he did not pick Boston as the city to come to. But you know.
Meanwhile, Craig Boy Mental does two shows. One of them is in Boston.
Well, he did three shows actually. One in Boston, wow. One New York, one Chicago.
Yeah.
He added a Chicago show.
The three big Irish cities in America. Yeah.
I love his vlogs that he's doing on TikTok.
What a figure! What a fella!
Makes me want to move to Northern Ireland and vote for Sinn Féin for real. Anyways.
Move to Northern Ireland to change it from within.
Anyways, we have Italian disco because we can have that because we're the most freeform show. Exactly. And no one else at Tufts is playing Italian disco.
No.
Someone might be. There's a lot of shows.
Yeah, but like, no we'd one. Like to think that.
I'd like to think that.
I also love the constant use of we when you have made every song.
I'd like to think of Silica Just Laugh Hour in the plural because I am a plural being.
You're a pluralist.
Yes, I'm a pluralist.
You're about the value of community.
I am... Hey, we won't go there. Anyways, we have a song coming up.
What song do we have coming up?
We have a Italo disco song coming up.
That's that real music.
We have a We Just by Moses. A classic Italo disco track, you know?
Mm.
What a classic. No one else has heard of this in the Tufts community. Because I'm a trendsetter. And we're hearing it right now.
Facts.
Let's hear it. Silica Gel Slap Hour. You only hear this here.
Baby, 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 baby.
All right. Well, shout out One of Tricks Point Ever for posting that on his Instagram story like 2 years ago. You know, that introduced me to that. Shout out One of Tricks
Point. That was really good.
In general.
OPN invent Loki, the inventor of vaporwave.
Really, you know, Chuck Person, Echo Jams. You know, foundational.
Really.
For a lot of people. All right. So, how are we feeling on the Solo Control Slap Hour right now?
I'm vibing.
Vibing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone vibing. Do we have any preferences? Because, you know, the set list is fluid at this point, so...
Well, what did you have coming up next?
What do I have up next? I had a Luna song coming up next. I don't know if we're vibing.
I'm down for that.
We're vibing with Luna right now?
I have no opinion on Luna.
You have no... Well, we're going to hear Hi Hi by Luna, then.
Let's go.
Classic banger. We're going to hear it. And please enjoy everyone listening. You know? Let's go.
Let's go.
Now it's been a long day. I have a feeling today, you're somewhere, I'm sure. Ooh, yeah, hey, hey. 네가 날 보는 걸 알아, 누구보다 더 잘 알아. 근데 이제 자꾸 알면서도 날 계속 놀리고 싶어. 난 그럼 난 하루에 한두 번 세상에 없던 이 기적인 나야 It's you yeah. 사랑은 너만 보고 싶어 이런 말 듣고 싶잖아 아주 조금만 기다려 좀 더
Wonderful.
That was one of the best songs I've heard as of late. Like, no joke.
Really?
No joke.
We have another Luna stand.
I'm being converted to the Luna fandom.
Isaac, what do you think of Luna?
I wasn't paying attention. I was arguing with somebody on my phone about what... We're not arguing. An open discussion about what qualifies as being a stan versus what is just a normal amount of fan of somebody. I heard Luna in the background. It seemed pretty good. I wasn't really paying that close of an attention. I've had an off and on conversation all day about how annoying Harry Styles is.
Well, we can all agree with that.
And just being like, oh, I've met people who like him more kind of normal. I'm like, oh, but what about the stans? And then it's like, well, who is a stan?
Exactly.
And I think that's a valid question because, like, I really don't know who counts as a stan as far as meeting someone in person. Because on the internet, things are very different than real life.
Right.
That's true.
The word stan is also weird in and of itself.
Calling someone a stan IRL is just a bit, you know, not... It's an exclusively internet context, I think.
Yeah.
You can call someone kinda a stan and, you know.
But you can know you someone could, in real life and know that they, on their Instagram, like, repost everything that some artist ever does, and I feel like that borders on stan behavior.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would say.
Like, anytime Phoebe Bridgers does anything, Harry Styles does anything, Bad Bunny does anything, I will see it on several people's Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Beast, also in this category. David Dobrik, also in this category. Really a lot of... Well, there's a word I would use to describe the people who repost these, but it is the radio, and I will refrain.
We're at 1 a.m. You can say whatever you want. I don't care.
They ride the meat up.
No, they got me.
Shaboy boy.
They fucking...
Whoa.
Hey, yo.
They fucking...
Yo.
Yo, I'm just saying Dickie drinks for real.
No.
No! I said it. All right.
You can't say that on the radio.
Can't be unsaid.
But you know what you can play on the radio
free for
is the Pusha T song
that's coming
entitled
up.
Let the Smokers
that's coming, yeah, that's
Shine
Coachella.
The Coons.
Coachella.
That's coming up next.
I just remember I only listened to like the first half of this, but I remember this song being really good.
We haven't listened to this yet. Hold on. No. That's coming up after this song.
Oh, okay, okay. I just teased, you know, a
yeah,
sneak
we have
peek.
That coming up. Yeah.
But what is the next?
We got one of my favorite post-hardcore tracks of all time all from right. Probably my second favorite post-hardcore album of all time. And it's Q and Not You. A great little DC post-hardcore outfit. Little dance punk post-hardcore group. We got Hooray for Humans by Q and Not You coming up next. A little quirky, a little silly with it. A little
goofy.
Post-hardcore-y with it, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
Coming up, Q and Not You, Hooray for Humans. Let's go. One of my favorites.
Friends.
shout out QAnon U, one of my favorite albums. Produced by Ian McKay of Fugazi Minor Threat fame.
He was all over the place. He was doing so much stuff in that scene.
God, what a guy, honestly. I think Ian McKay is one of my goats, for real. He's in a top 10.
I can respect that.
For real. Fugazi, producing that, Embrace, you know, Minor Threat. What a guy.
Innovating straight edge for our boy over here.
Can you throw up a straight edge right now, Andres? The X straight edge sign?
Y'all are awful.
I'm sorry, this is bullying. Yeah, no,
this is horrible. I apologize profusely.
I just heard Ian McKay and just had to think of
the remnants of the X from the concert.
From Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie X.
Oh, yeah. Charlie X. XTX.
How was
that? Was a really inconvenient time for a concert, otherwise, I would have gone.
It was so good. I was not going to attend a concert on 420, unfortunately, but you know, I also had finals to study for, but also. Yeah, how was that?
It was really fun. Like, I've only heard Crash and like a couple other songs, yet I still had a really good time.
That's nice. Yeah.
I've been like a day one Charlie stan, so you know, I've been like, I was mad jelly I couldn't attend, but you know, like, that's sick.
Honestly, I wasn't gonna go, but I got blessed with the baby tape press. Ooh. By Ethan, like last minute.
Nice, nice, mm-hmm. Nice.
So shout out to him.
I think I'm gonna do press for Fontaine's DC in a couple days here.
Melisma people. Yes. Yeah.
Although I don't really know how press works. I was not, that meeting was also on 420. I was not thinking super clearly at the meeting. I was just kind of like, yeah, I'll do it. I know that band. When, and I do know that band. I enjoy Fontaine's DC.
When are they playing? Cause I didn't.
They're the 25th.
I could do 25th, I think. Actually.
Yeah, they're great. And the singles off this upcoming album have honestly been really promising to me as far as like them continuing to grow.
One of the best. That's gonna be a cool show. One of the best out of Ireland right now, for real.
Very distinctive vocals, I think.
Exactly. Very Irish.
Yeah.
We have a new the Pusha T song right now.
Let's go.
From the new Pusha T album that dropped.
You're gonna need a couple more listens for me to drop actual takes about the album, but Pusha T's pretty consistent.
Yeah, no.
He's pretty consistent.
You should just have takes on it without listening to the album. Like a true
average Twitter user.
I have not listened to this yet. This is per Isaac's recommendation, you know.
Indeed.
So we have Let the Smoker Shine the Coops by Pusha T. And we're gonna hear it right now. Please enjoy.
Let's go, excited.
Purdue, cocaine's Dr. Seuss. We sip Ace out the flutes, Chanel scarves out the roofs. If I never saw a dope for you, then you're 95% a hoop. I've forsaken all the rules, I done paid for all the dues. If first 40 ain't the clue, your jail cell was made for two. AMG's on auto cruise, the wrist singing auto tune. The dog game destroyed my youth. Now Kim Jones, Dior, my suits. If money is the evil root, let the smoker shine the coops. Rich bitches that love the boost, I'm just here to find the truth. If kilograms is the proof, I done sold the golden goose. I got 'em, baby, I'm Jim Perdue. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss. Your bitch, your cheap. I can make you lose your sleep. You millionaires on just TV. Now make it make sense to me. If money is the evil root, let the smoker shine the coops. Rich bitches that love the boost, I'm just here to find the truth. If kilograms is the proof, I done sold the gold.
Purdue. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss.
Well, that was a new Pusha T track.
That was really hard.
That was great, you know. He's very consistent. I cannot see him falling.
He's very selective with his production. Yep.
I think that's fair.
And it shows.
Half of it is Pharrell and half of it's Kanye.
I think that's on the album. Pharrell.
That was a Pharrell beat.
That has to be Pharrell because it was chopped up like that. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Really, I think the first half is Pharrell, but there's a Kanye feature on it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it mixes up. But okay. I am remembering that now, and you can tell while you're listening to it. Like, this is definitely a Kanye beat versus not.
Mm. I mean, Pusha T, he never really lets down, you know? He's one of the most consistent dudes in the game.
Right.
Which is, I mean, to say the other thing, that's why he'll release once every, like, 4 years with a 30-minute long album.
Exactly.
Which is not as much meat. But when you got the consistency... Also, admittedly, I haven't listened to as much Clips and earlier stuff, so... That's his recent role. It's kind of not always been that way.
I'm going to read a PSA because Rivendell isn't popping up, so I'm going
to
read a PSA.
Well, we have to inform the people.
We have to inform the people.
Of course, of course.
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. Well, 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Was that an alcohol consumption inequality? Was that like, we need to tax the alcohol rich and redistribute? Was that accidentally pro-alcohol? It was worded in a very similar way to the numbers to care about stuff about, like, income inequality.
I agree wholeheartedly. Very funny.
Obviously not the intention. Listeners, no one here at WFO would promote alcohol consumption.
No one here on WFO.
I'm just saying there's a correlation there that I thought was kind of funny.
No one here on WFO, specifically the Silica Just Laugh Hour, consumes alcohol.
No, of course not.
We're all straight edge here. That's me doing the straight edge X with my.
You gotta love Fugazi for that.
Love Fugazi.
The
love
only
threat.
Non-annoying straight edge.
Love Ian McKay for being the only non-annoying straight edge. Straight edge is a great song.
Cause yeah, you know, like, Anders, when I said straight edge, that's a joke. To be clear, there are people who are like very aggressively.
Right. Yeah.
And with it, like, in that like scene, and
like,
that's
if
what
they,
I mean.
If they
it's, like,
see
annoying.
You drinking or something, they'll confront you about it.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Like.
There's a reputation. Anyway.
Gotta love it. Anyways, we have a song from
Public has been informed.
Public has been informed. We all know the vibe. We've got a song from Run Cup Doi coming up. Run Cup Doi, an experimental electronic group coming out of Ho Chi Minh City.
Wow, from
yeah,
Vietnam.
I listen to them all the time.
I love them. They're great. They're Matt's left on. We got the song. See, this is why you listen to this Look at Just right. Lop Hour.
Dan has all the weird-ass music.
Exactly.
No one else, it's good, too. It's good, too.
No one else is playing Run Cup.
Why is
though.
It called Ho Chi Minh?
Because Ho Chi Minh was the man, right? He did that.
He was the moment.
He was the moment. He won.
He's not stepfather. He's the father who stepped up.
He's not the founder. He found it. Yeah, I'm the game. That I found it. I'm a mall whore. No, I'm not doing that. All right, anyways.
Boing.
What's Boing. The band's name again?
Run Cup Doi. This is the track Aztec Glue by Run Cup Doi. My favorite trio out of Ho Chi Minh City right now.
Are they next up at a Ho Chi Minh City?
Yo, are they next up at a Ho Chi Minh City? Drop a like if you think so. All right. We hearing it. Enjoy. Shout out Ron Cup Doi.
That was really cool.
That was fantastic. Yeah, they kind of was
the people
shaking the speakers.
Are we rocking with Ron Cup Doi?
Of course. Dude, they kind of strike me as like the Death Dynamic Shroud of Vietnam. Like for real.
The Viet.
They're both trios, both experimental.
Exactly.
Kind of got that vibe going on.
I'd say top one out of Ho Chi Minh City right now. You know, I'm for not real too tuned into the Ho Chi Minh City electronic experimental scene, you know, but I think right for my radar, they're top one out of Ho Chi Minh City.
Right. Just from that alone.
Exactly. They're great. I'd be remiss if I weren't to play this. This is a song I've been really rocking with lately. It's a Nancy Sinatra ex Lee Hazelwood collab. It's Summer Wine. I love it. It's a great little pop country folk number. It's great, so I'm gonna play it. We're gonna hear it on the Silk Quill Slap Hour. This is what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna hear it. Let's go. What a song.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. I walked in town on silver spurs, the jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer. Summer wine.
All right. Well,
a sneak preview.
A sneak preview. I don't know. This set.
Is this the last song on the set list?
This is only a 2-minute song, so I don't think it'll be the last song.
Do you want to just play it right away? Then we get to talk a little bit more? How do you want to break this up?
Well, we can talk a bit and then we can play it. Because I don't want this to be the last song. It was going to be Waster by Blade, but I don't want Waster by Blade to be the last song, you know?
Why not?
I don't know, because it's not like last song material. It's a great song. I love Waster by Blade, but you know, it's right, not okay. Like last song material.
Mm.
So how are we feeling right now at 1:54 a.m. on the Silicon Slop Hour?
Feeling pretty good.
Ready to go to sleep after this.
I'm ready to go to sleep. Tufts Monday is giving me a 10 a.m. class tomorrow. So
you're going to have to set an alarm for that.
I'm going to set an alarm for that. That's going to be very annoying for me.
Looking forward to not.
I get to sleep in.
Very annoyed. Very annoyed, particularly annoyed.
I wonder what I'm going to do with my free time tomorrow. Because I feel like I won't go to the MFA, even though I should, for a class. Mm. Will I watch Attack on Titan? Perhaps.
Should,
many options.
Should watch HBO Succession. Everyone out there should watch HBO Succession.
I mean, yeah, I've already seen it, though. Am I going to rewatch while I have, like,
you can't
50
you
shows can't, to catch up on?
Yeah.
But, I mean, as long as we're plugging Succession, I'll come
that was
plug.
Just a plug.
Did you see Nicholas Braun? He's, like, developing this show that's set in, like, the early 2000s about some, like, indie band.
I'm very excited.
Like, not a specific one. It's just, like, a general concept.
I'm incredibly excited.
I don't know anything about it other than that, but that seems kind of cool.
It
and he's, like,
amazing.
Perfect to play that. I saw someone say he's the 2020 Zach Braff, and I can kind of see that. Slightly different, like, type of role, because he's a lot more awkward, but I can kind of see the vision.
That's incredibly reasonable assessment, I think, you know. I was just shouting out Succession because I think everyone should watch Succession.
It's
everyone.
A great show.
It's an amazing show.
You gotta get on board while it's what? We're 3 seasons deep
three
right
seasons
now.
3 seasons in, yeah.
They probably got like 2 more coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, get on board now before it's too late, before the moment passes you and it's like a Mad Men Game of Thrones thing where it's like, oh, it's gone forever.
Yep. Like, I haven't seen Succession since the last season. I've been on the Better Call Saul train right now, catching up, but you know.
This is how you know I'm good on my word. I watched the first few seasons of Better Call Saul with my mom, right? And I won't be back till summer, but I told her I'd hold out on season 5 and 6 until I'm back, and I've stayed true to that.
Mm.
That's the kind of bond we got. That's the kind of... I'm true to my word.
That's
yeah,
special.
Exactly. You gotta find somebody you can watch Better Call Saul with who is also in your immediate family. Great television.
Amazing.
Love Kim Wexler.
Kim, I'm on season 4, right? I'm in season 4, episode 2 right now, so, like,
I can't remember what happens down to the episodes.
Yeah.
It's been too long. Kim Wexler is one of the greatest characters.
She's great. I'm horrified, because, like, she's not a Breaking Bad. I'm horrified to see what happens
to
her.
That's it's not any more horrible. Clear by the end of season 4, and I feel like it's still kind of uncertain at this point in time. It's like, they gotta ride it out.
I'm very scared. Anyways, what time are we at? Alright, so I think we can play the final song now.
This will end up being the final song.
This will be the final song. So this is the only song I really have time for now. So,
Better Call Saul, baby.
It's a Scott Walker track.
You can't, like, text him or anything.
You can't. You have
no
to call
email.
Him. Can't email. No. Can't send him a letter. You gotta call him. Better Call Saul. Anyways.
No facts.
We have a Scott Walker track. You've been listening to the Silicon Dust Laugh Hour, you know. 1 a.m. every Friday morning. Tune in next Friday morning. Probably gonna be the last one for this, year, you know. Yeah, tune in. Shout out Silico Just Laugh Hour. Shout out me, your host Dan. Shout out our co-host. You want to plug your shows again?
Yeah, Hour to Kill, Isaac.
And this is Late Night Delights.
Cool.
11 p.m. Friday.
Nice. We love
shout
to
out
hear.
Radio Free Tufts.
Shout out Radio Free Tufts. We have all
shout
the
out RFT.
We have all the current RFT admins in the studio right now.
Rotating.
All the rotating
lists.
Rotating, and we also yeah, cool. All right, I'm gonna play this song so we don't go over. We got Duchess by Scott Walker.
Folks.
Duchess by Scott Walker. Shout out. Tune in next week. We love you. Thank you for listening to the show. Goodbye.
Yes, sir.
It's your bicycle bells and your Rembrandt swells. Your children alive and still breathing, and your look of lost when you're coming across
makes me feel like a thief when you're bleeding. Duchess, Duchess, light up your candles for me. Duchess, Duchess, put all your love back in me. I come listening, I touch, touching with the Persian sea running through your veins. You